Well, in my life, I've done a lot of traveling, and it's not aimless traveling. It's so exhausting to me now, I have to have a real reason to do it. And for me, I like to see religious shrines, not because I'm a priest, it's one reason I became a priest. I did this before being ordained also. I like to see a Marian shrine. This year was great. I saw a bunch going across the U.S. I'm going to share them with the parish later, and many in Spain. And one of the ones I was thinking about this week and want to share with you is Our Lady of Częstochowa. That's why I brought the icon here. Each Marian shrine in the world has a different aspect, really, of the face of God. Mary is simply a mirror. People call her the moon. The moon has no light of its own. It reflects the sun. In the same way, each one has a different face of God being reflected. And so we learn things about God in the various places that we go. But I also learn one does not have to go far away to go to a Marian shrine or to find Jesus. He's in our hearts. He's in our homes. He's in our churches. And I say this because I want to start with the statue here for those who listen in on podcast. We have another parish that nobody knows about that a lot of people listen in. Sometimes I forget to explain what I'm saying. We had about 5 months ago, we had a theft in our we have perpetual adoration here, and somehow the Mary statue disappeared, and nobody knew where it went. It just simply vanished. We think maybe somebody's child broke it and somebody cleaned it up and didn't have the courage to tell us, or somebody with as they say in Spanish, le falta un tornillo, with a screw missing, you know, loose screw, took it away. But because they loved it so much, they wanted it all for themselves. So we borrowed a staff member's statue that had been painted by the kids. It was it's a homey looking little thing that's been in there. And it was a temporary statue. And we got busy and ordered statues. And it's so hard to find statues. They were either too big or ugly, or they were too expensive. But we found these were about the smallest statues we could find. It's about 2.5 times bigger than what was stolen. And, you know, and somebody, a donor, came forward to purchase them for us. And we got the two that we didn't need came in, and Mary that we did need didn't come. And she didn't come, and she didn't come, and I had Cindy call, and our secretary, and they said, Mary's in Italy, she's back ordered. I said, when is she coming, you know? I'm tired of this oddball assortment of statues in the chapel, you know. And, you know, so looks like St. Joseph married a midget if you go in there. You know, he's the jolly green giant, and she looks like she's 1.5 feet tall. So I just mention this because God's timing is not our own. How many prayers were said in that chapel? How many rosaries have been said since it opened? And we had a sign there for a while that said, please pray for whoever took me. And, you know, but God has a funny way of doing things. If you remember last week, I talked about the two pictures of the angel over the bridge that came in a third miraculous way. This showed up on Thursday, the day before the Feast of the Holy Family, and just in time for Mary, the Mother of God. I thought, you know, God's timing is good. I wouldn't have planned it that way. I wish our statue hadn't been stolen, but since it did disappear or was loved out of there, God provided something better, and He did it with a hint of timing that our prayers have been heard. Nothing is wasted, but God's timing is not our own. He does make us wait for our prayers, and sometimes we have to wait until the next life to understand what happened. There's a mystery involved in this particular thing. I submit to you, we have our own Marian shrine. This showed up for Mary, Mother of God. When you're praying in there, remember, Mary has listened. She forwarded your prayers to God. She's a mother. She always answers prayers. She always listens, but we do have to ask. When we come to Our Lady of Częstochowa, I grew up on the Polish side of my family, so I do have a, I had a knowledge of this. This is a Polish thing, but she didn't start out in Poland, you know. This is one of the old, this is a copy that I got at the shrine. Maybe some of you were present there. And this shrine is located a little bit, not too far away from Krakow, where John Paul II was archbishop before being tapped to become the pope. And also, it's not too far from Badabisi, where he grew up. So he would make quite a few pilgrimages there in his lifetime. But this the tradition is that St. John painted this while Mary was still living. And indeed, it's not an icon like you might think. It is a painting on wood. And in fact, the wood can be carbon dated to the first century. So we don't know exactly where it originated, but it is 2,000 years old. So you look at the icon then, its modern history began when St. Helena brought it back from Jerusalem. That's Constantine, Emperor Constantine's mother. And Constantine, who was the one that legalized Christianity in the Roman Empire, took the original, which is bigger than this, and had an entire church constructed for it. And it stayed in Rome until the fall of Rome, at which time it was taken out of that church to be safeguarded, and then has a pretty much recorded history from there, with only a couple of gaps. It shows up in one place for 500 years. I won't bore you with the details. But at around the year 1500, a Polish prince got it and took it to his home. His home was raided. It was stolen, and somebody shot it through the neck with an arrow. It was probably an accident. That wound has been covered up. He decided that God was calling him to give it to a group of religious in a little monastery called Jasna Góra, and that's where it still is today. That was 500 years ago. And over the history of Poland is one invasion after the other, you know. But through all of these invasions, this icon has remained. Sometimes they would hide it. At one point, one of these groups stole it, raided the monks, took this off as booty, and according to the legend, it was called by, anybody have horses here? They had some of these horses were pulling it, and it wouldn't move. The horses refused to move, so the people that stole it in frustration took their swords and slashed the face. You can see the slash marks on this. You know, we tried to do it on the overhead, but it didn't work. And then they threw it on the ground. Anyway, the monks got it back. And they tried very hard to repair the damage on the slashes, like they had with the arrow was also repaired. But the funny thing is that the slashes will not be repaired. They keep coming back. And finally, the slashes are now very much a part of the face of the Black Madonna. And perhaps, you know, it's funny, Our Lady of Częstochowa, it's not known for miraculous cures like Lourdes. It isn't known for phenomena in the sky like the miracle of the sun as in Fatima, or prophecies as you find in La Salette. Been to all those places. This is a painting. But there's something about it that touches not only the people of Poland. Look what they've been through in Nazi Germany, Stalin, yet this has survived. Even the Nazis, not even Stalin, had the courage to destroy this. Nobody has been able to do that. But even if they could, Our Lady would not leave them. The message, I think, that people get when they see this is Our Lady here, the message here is different than some of the other shrines. In this one, they all reflect the Bible. She's saying, I suffered too. I'm not just a beautiful Madonna, you know, on a stage. I'm somebody that had a life of suffering. When you prayed with me, the people of Poland, for example, when you were vandalized, I was vandalized. When you were hurting, I hurt with you. You asked me for help, and I stayed with you. I never abandoned you. I was always with you. The wounds are necessary to show love. We see with Jesus that he too shows his wounds even in eternity when we see him face to face. I don't know if they always show, but they do show in the Gospels. And this is the sign of God's love. It's not, I told you so. It means, I love you. You yourself know, if you're a mother or father, or you've suffered deeply for somebody that you love, the wounds show, don't they? It's a sign of our love. We don't want to show them, but it's part of who we are. If you haven't been wounded because you love somebody, maybe you haven't loved very much. But Our Lady, then, is somebody that suffered with us. When our statue was stolen, that's a very minor thing, but she didn't leave. She's still praying with us. She came back to us. You know, she's been through something with us. You know, we at St. Ed's, we all have our problems. Who knows what this year will bring? I'm kind of glad last year's over with. You know, it's a new year. But whatever happens, we know that somebody loves us, you know. Somebody, if you ask the help of Mary to pray for you, she will pray for you. She's a human being, but she suffered. She suffered on earth, and she'll suffer with your family too. This, I think, is the great message of Yasna Gora, is the Black Madonna. She's black not because she was painted that way, like Montserrat, which some of us visited in October. That's made of ebony. That's a black material. The black on this comes from the countless candles that burned in front of her because of people that love her, and she loves them back. One of the greatest, most powerful moments of any pilgrimage I've ever seen, a few of you were there, I can see your faces out there. We were, this pilgrimage we had, this hotel was right next to the shrine. It was a good location to be at. After the tour was over, we had a quick dinner, and I said, you know, I'm going to eat quick. It was a buffet. I said, I want to get back up to the shrine, and so a lot of people followed me up there. And what we found there was young people from about the age of 18 to 30. I don't know where they came from. There must have been at least 100 buses there every the 2 days we were there. And they were all there saying goodnight to the Blessed Virgin, about a 10 or 15 minute ceremony. Never saw anything like it in my life. You just think of any place in this country where that many young people would come to say goodnight to the Blessed Virgin. But they know that they're loved, you see. They've been through something in that country, and they know that this image symbolizes someone that prayed with them, suffered with them, and stayed with them. I think that's an image for us, too, in the coming year, is that we know somebody loves us. This person is already where we will be, and someday she will sit at the table with us and share a meal.